I don't know how many people this is going to affect, but if you are a fan of this person, the way I was a fan of this person, then it's going to hit you pretty hard, folks, because he died way too young. Only 77 years old.
Well, that's enough time.
It's a good life. Here we come. Walk down the street.
Does this ring any bells?
No.
Yeah, what?
It does. It does.
Come on. Very sad. Very sad the quality of the audio that I pulled. Let's find another one, shall we?
That's like the 60s.
Your mom's 60. Your mom is 60.
She's going to be 61, actually,
yeah,
on Sunday.
Exactly. I nailed Sunday. That one. Normally, I throw a your mom thing, and it's like, I'm not even close, but I just nailed that
But
one.
My mom looks great for 60.
Oh, your mom could get it. I mean, she wasn't married, and I didn't have Leah. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that about my mom.
That's a compliment. You know what I'm saying? You're saying your mom could get it. She's fine.
Not from you.
Why not?
She's my mom.
I'm saying if...
She's my mom.
If she was single and I was
Stop
single...
Stop talking about banging my mom.
I would be your dad. Hell yeah.
No, my mom would be married.
It'd be cool. No, I would be your new daddy.
No. No,
Step
no.
daddy? Oh, yeah.
No.
Did you call him Daddy B?
Oh, wouldn't it be awesome?
Ew, if you're my stepdad?
Yeah, at the beginning of every show, I'd be like, welcome to Johnny B Show. I am Johnny B. My daughter is with me today. Her name is Anna.
Straight in the nuts.
Yeah.
Straight in the goddamn nuts.
I would adopt Ryan, so he'd also be my son. It would just be a big family. We'd like the Partridge Family up in here. Wouldn't it be nice?
What about Will?
Will? Oh, definitely. Will, definitely. I'd adopt him, too. He don't even like his parents. It'd be perfect. Hell yeah.
That is true.
Buy him all the cat sweaters.
Oh, sorry.
Or t-shirts.
Back to the eulogy. Damn, guys. Stop being so selfish. All right, son, daughter. Peter Tork has passed away.
Who?
Peter Tork.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, come on. He was like the sweet little innocent one on the Monkees.
What, Baby Spice? I don't know.
Kind of.
Okay.
He's more of a sporty
Spice.
You
had Davy Jones, right?
That's scary?
He died not too long ago.
Scary Spice?
No, Davy Jones was the lead singer.
Well, who was he?
He had a locker.
I need a Spice Girl comparison.
That you can't.
Was he like Ginger?
No.
Posh?
No, you'd have to compare them to like the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, so was he like a Nick Carter?
Yeah, yeah. Davy Jones is Nick Carter.
Or was he one of the lesser ones that no one knows?
Peter Tork was, he would be like,
Do you know all the Backstreet Boys names?
I'm trying to think if I do.
Let's try.
I don't.
Nick Carter?
Yeah, I know Nick Carter.
I know Brian had some heart problems.
Nick Carter follows me on Twitter. He's a big Bucks fan. He loves me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they're from this area. There's a Kevin.
Yeah.
Howie.
Oh, Howie. Was Howie the one with like the dreadlocks?
No, Howie was like very forgettable.
I was thinking about NSYNC.
The weird guy. I can see his face. Is it Chris?
I don't know.
That's Kirkpatrick. I always get NSYNC confused. AJ. AJ. That's his name. 100%. Final answer. AJ.
Was AJ like Puerto Rican?
He had like all the tats with the fedora. That's AJ.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin and Howie were very forgettable characters.
Trying to think of all of them. Let's see here.
Nick Carter and Brian ran that ish. They ran that ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian has a hole in his heart.
What?
I know. I just said that. He had heart issues.
Yeah. Poor guy. It was a hole in his heart. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? How's that not a song? That's a title right there. Gave me a hole in my heart.
God, what is that? Yeah, this is throwing me off. I can't think about the Backstreet Boys song.
Yeah. Let's see here. Backstreet. By the way, Peter Tork's dead. We're in the middle of a eulogy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Peter Tork is a member of the Monkees, so it's very, very sad. Okay. Let's say an artist from a boy band, which the Monkees kind of were. You know?
They were. They were boys in a
band. One of the originals.
Okay. But did you know they weren't even a real band? They were actors thrown together, and they just played a band. But they.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so they ended up being a band that wasn't really a band because they were on a TV show. Yeah, it's interesting. So, but a lot of people think that they got the TV show because they were a band.
Other way around.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Pretty nuts, right?
I don't care.
Come on.
I'm sorry, let me feign interest. Oh, wow.
Well, thank you. Try a little bit.
Okay, sorry.
Let's see here. So, everybody from Backstreet's alive, right?
Yes.
If you could kill off one of them, though. If you had to kill a Backstreet
Howie.
Boy. Really?
Yeah.
Nobody would care.
No one would know.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Didn't the band have four members? People wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Howie's very forgettable.
He is. Mm. He's like ethnic, but not aggressive.
He's like Hispanic, kind of.
Yeah.
He's like Elizabeth Warren is to Pocahontas.
Kind of.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he has dark hair, so like, oh. Like, he just helps with the harmonizing. He doesn't actually, like, sing on his own.
It's true. I mean, it's obvious Nick is the superstar.
Yeah, Nick and Brian led the band.
Brian was kind of like the... He was kind of like the... I would say the Justin Timberlake of that band.
Nick?
No,
Carter?
Nick was the Timberlake.
Yeah.
I don't know, because Justin Timberlake wasn't a star of NSYNC until later.
Oh, you mean JC was?
JC was, and then Timberlake kind of took over as he grew up. When Bye 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 came out, that's when Timberlake took over.
There were like two kind of front men in each band.
Yeah.
You know, JC and Timberlake for sure, and the other two that
Brian
I just mentioned.
Nick, yeah.
Yeah, Brian and Nick.
So who's
got these basic ass names?
So who's the tattooed up dude with the
AJ.
That's AJ.
With the cool
AJ
glasses and
the fedora. That's AJ, dude.
He looks like a guy that wants to be tough, but you can kick his ass. Does that make sense?
That's like every dude, white dude with tattoos now.
And the other guy, the other tall guy with like the soul patch that's also kind of like Italian looking or whatever.
Kevin.
He looks like he's probably really a badass, but he's trying not to look like a badass.
He kind of looks like the bouncer that just kind of got, absorbed into the group.
And he probably does some day trading. He's probably got a portfolio together. He's got his stuff together.
He does stocks on the
side. He's smarter than they are, but he's like, you know what? They'll give me a couple of lines. I kind of babysit these guys a little bit, make sure they get on the plane on time and stuff. Yeah.
You know what I realized? Because sometimes I listen to Magic 94.9.
Well, sometimes I listen to it all the time.
Okay. Sometimes I listen. And I'll be listening to the songs, and I like them because it's nostalgic. Like,
right.
I like this because it's nostalgic.
It takes you to a place.
Right. I remember, like, my early adolescence or late childhood, whatever. But the songs, they're bad. They're bad songs.
They are not. This song is heaven. Come on.
Like, their voices aren't even that great.
No.
It's okay. But it's so cheesy.
I think most people that made fun of boy bands in the late 90s, early 2000s liked boy bands.
Yeah, they just always sounded like they were on the verge of tears.
Hey, I don't want to sound like a giant gay man, but I'd go to a Backstreet Boy concert.
You are our big gay leader.
Not by myself.
And this is what we're going to need you to do.
We need water. Can you go get us some water, please?
We need some water.
So. Oh, boy. I'm Andy. I'll take one for the team.
Please don't make me.
I don't want.
This is so bad.